Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the gathering of these stones by the Father started from Adam. That's when the stones were gathered. And you say, did it not start from Acts of Apostles in the upper room? I will tell you, praise the Lord, that the building started from the Acts of Apostles, but the collection of the materials started from Adam. And those materials, Matthew 27, when Christ resurrected, the graves were open, and the materials came out. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's read it. Verse 1, 2, 3, 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. See the way a revelated apostle put it. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, what did he call this body? What did he call this body? It's a house. Praise the Lord. If this tabernacle is a house, therefore, if he says it's a mansion, then it's a description of how God has beautified this house. Let me read it again. Let's read it. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, if it's dissolved, we die. We have a building of God. That is, we have another body. A house. This one is not made with hands. It's eternal. In the heavens, verse 2. For in this house, we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Because the real you is not what I am seeing. The real you is in a house. Hallelujah. He shall be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. And verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle, he's not calling it tabernacle, do groan, be burdened. Not for that we will be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. The real you is in this house. If this house is dissolved, there is another house, a heavenly one, prepared, better one than this. In my Father's house are many mansions. Those mansions, they are our theophany. They are our bodies that are waiting for you. When you die here now, it is this house. If they cut my neck, they assassinate me, they kill me, it is not me, it is my house they have demolished. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why he said, here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hallelujah. The city that we are seeking is the one that descended out of heaven from God. And now, if you read that, you will see all the descriptions there. The description, I have a write-up here of a description of what the meaning of that, what John was describing in chapter 21. You will discover that, for instance, let's talk about the dimension. Let me just use one. Because the dimension of the city was given. And what did he say in chapter 21 from verse 12? He said, and had a wall great and high. Revelation 21 verse 12. And had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And now, he said, the great, listen very well, the great and high wall, listen, of any literal city is built to protect its people from any attack by the enemy, as well to keep the enemy out. Spiritually, this typifies the Lamb's wife having God's covering, defense, and protection. That is the meaning. And also, the unclean, who will not have any part of the holy city of God, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have rights. That is, if you read it from verse 14 to 15, this is what he says. For they, and that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter into the gates into the city. For outside that city, for without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now he says here, a golden reed that was used to measure the city, the gates, and the wall. The golden reed, see the interpretation, was God's divine yardstick of flawless perfection. Without stain of sin, without deceit, and without misrepresentation. What God had ordained, he carried it out precisely. Now the wall measured 144 cubits. The number 144 is the amplification of the number 12. 12 times 12 is what? 144. And the number 12 is an extremely significant number in scripture. It is the number of the chosen ones in relation to governmental perfection. In the Old Testament, God called the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, as a chosen nation of people. In the New Testament, he called sinners, both Jews and Gentiles, to repentance at the cross of Christ, that they might be a chosen body of Christ, the church. We find 12 princes, for there were 12 tribes of Israel, and 12 chosen apostles, who are the foundations of the church. There are 12 gates on the wall around the city with the names of the 12 tribes inscribed on them. There are 3 gates on each of the 4 sides, north, east, south, and west, signifying that the redeemed saints are completely gathered from the 4 corners of this present earth. The redeemed saints, hallelujah, 3 here denotes completeness. But the names of the tribes are not mentioned, although they will be found on the gates on the literal city of Jerusalem in the age of regeneration, as we see in Ezekiel chapter 48. This is another fact which proves that the holy city, New Jerusalem, is not a literal city with literal gates. The 12 gates point to the 12 principalities, that the authority of the princes of Israel, for it was unto the children of Israel that the oracles of God were committed, as we see in Acts chapter 7 and verse 38 and Romans chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. The word was brought to them from God's prophet to be a part of this holy city. One must enter through its gate, for there is no other way to get into God's house, God's family. The 12 tribes of Israel had the word. Then the 12 apostles, who were all Jews, was each given a special stone for the works they were ordained to do. Being a part of the Rock of Ages, they had the rock of revelation concerning Christ Jesus, who was the mystery of God revealed to the world. Their stones were strong and solid. Their revelations of the word were true, and their stones formed the foundations of footings of the holy city. They were laid in such a manner that there was one each between the 3 gates of each wall and the 4 corners. Hence, the interwoven relationship between the Old and the New Testaments. Upon these foundations, more houses were built in the holy city, and God's family was enlarged. Nothing could tear away the foundation. they could not be destroyed. The apostolic revelations of the oracles of God were secured to the one sure foundation stone, Christ, the Word, the rock of ages. Hence, the number 144, being the amplification of the number 12, signifies that the elect of God, the holy city, have the oracles of God, which were first given to the 12 tribes of Israel and the foundations of the 12 apostles. Simply, the elect of God have the apostolic foundation of the prophetic word. I use that just as an example. Each of them were given a special precious to each of the 12 apostles. That's telling you the stone of a revelation that they had in laying down the foundation for the building. It's not talking of a literal stone that was given to them. And now, the program is rounding up. The building is being completed. For this is the seventh church age. Here we see Revelation chapter 22. Verse 6. If you read up to verse 21, there is the emphasis of the Spirit, the unity of the Spirit and the bride. And that is the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And that is the last chapter. And that is the closing of the divine agenda for the restoration. The Spirit and the bride say, come. He that is thirsty, he say, come. That brings you to a position where you see that the bride is a manifestation of the word. The bride is now fully word based. So much that what the Spirit is saying is what the bride will be saying. William Branham called it the invisible union of the heavenly bride, the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride. By the time they come together in unity, they become one. What the Spirit is saying is what the bride will say. And this is the period now where God is uniting the bride with Christ the Word. I am a bride, I am a bride. You are not a bride because you see vision. You are not a bride because you cast out devils. You heal the sick. You are not even a bride because you appear holy in your appearance. It's more than that. You are not a bride for any other reason. You are a bride because the fullness of the word is now in you. And when that word is in you, your will be buried in his will. It guides you. Perfection does not come by any gift. Perfection comes by the word. You see? There are things you want to do. The amount of the word of God in you will prevent you from doing it. Oh, glory be to God. The word is so much in you until you be like Abraham. Abraham looked for a city. His mind was so much in that city that he did not want to have anything to do with the land of Canaan. No matter how wealthy he is, he was focused. He was focused. His mind was because of a revelation. Let me tell you, whatever Christian faith we have is determined by the revelation that we have of God and his divine agenda. See? as rich, as wealthy as he is, he lived a life focused to be there. And you see, now, and that is God's dwelling place. And that is what God wants to do. His attempt to bring back man to how it was in the Garden of Eden. This time now, with the tree of life. Hallelujah. In our midst. The source of eternal life. God himself will be the light of that city. God himself, hallelujah, will be the ruler of that city. And that city is called the heavenly Jerusalem. It is the bride of Jesus Christ. You are not part of that bride because you're a member of Bride Assembly Church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are part of that city. That is our goal, to be part of that city. That is the new Jerusalem that is coming. We are the ones coming again back to Eden with Adam, the last Adam, Christ, in our midst. Let the musicians sing that song for me. Hallelujah. That is our hope. That's our hope. I want to be in that city.
Where we City of Souls.
Hallelujah. Can we stand up? I want to be in that city. How many people can say that? I want to be in that city. Lord, I want to be in that city. In 1 minute, tell the Lord, anything that will stop me from being part of that city, remove it from me. I desire to be there. Help me, help me, help me. Open your mouth and talk to God. If you have caught anything, then you're supposed to take your Christian faith now more seriously than many of us do. That's a prayer point all the days of your life. That's your prayer point all the days of your life. May the Lord answer that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. The essence of this exposition is to get us to be more serious with our Christian faith. We're not beating about the bush. We're not beating the air. This salvation plan of God is real. It started one day and it will end one day. And our prayer is that after knowing all this, we will not be a castaway. That's the truth. The group of people following this ministry, if you are not following it by religion, now we are supposed to be the best Christians on earth. It's in our midst that we see true love. The love of God, brotherly love, holiness, less of carnality, more of spirituality. Because all that we need for perfection, God has given it to us. We have tried by all means to decode this as the Lord has made it possible in this seventh church age. That is what the entire message is all about. And I pray that those of you who have chosen to follow this ministry, that you will follow it to the end. I pray that now your eyes are open, you will not follow the religious world and go and spend your money buying nonsense books telling you they saw heaven, they walk on it, New Jerusalem, they saw this, they saw that. They walk on street, they even show them their house. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. We know better. That's why we are the bride. This revelation is not for everybody. Do you see anybody preaching this in any church? Go into the internet. You will see only confusion, confusion. The closest to it is Ellen G. White of the Sabbath, Seventh-day Adventists. With the margin of error. But in this age, God has no other age. So all that the bride needs to know, he has revealed it. Oh, let's clap our hands for this God. Hallelujah. That's why we give room for questions and answers during services. That's why. Study. Study and show yourself approved unto God. Don't be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. Walk towards perfection. Have a goal. Have a picture. Without vision, the people perish. What is your vision of this heaven? What are you walking towards? What do you want? What position do you want to attain in the eternal age? Don't just be a religious person. Don't just be a church goer. Don't be a church member. Be part of that city. Be part of the body of Christ. Be part of that tabernacle of God. And may the Lord grant us this desire in the name of Jesus Christ. want to rededicate ourselves before the Lord. And every time, always know that God wants to hear you dedicate yourself. Assure Him that you belong to Him. Assure Him you serve no other God beside Him. Assure Him that your faith rests totally on Him. And anytime you do that, if there is any deity that is making claim over you, you are actually inviting God to chase that nonsense away from you. Here, number 176, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Yes. Blessed assurance. That is a dedication song. Satan hates this confession. It's an assurance. Everybody now. Oh, blessed assurance. Yes, sir.
Jesus is mine.
Assurance we have.
I hear my Savior.
God.
This is my song.
This is my song.
Oh,
praise my Savior. All that is love.
Hallelujah. Another confession again in 289. Faith, faith, each earthly joy. Jesus is mine. Oh, yes. Everybody now.
Faith, faith, each earthly joy.
Jesus is mine.
Is mine.
Yes, sir.
With every day that I,
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Welcome eternity.
Welcome eternity.
Oh,
Jesus is mine.
Oh,
welcome, oh Lord of blessed.
Welcome, saints of rest.
Welcome, my Savior.
Oh.
Let's sing it all over again. Let's take it all over again. Let's repeat it. The compassion of the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Let's go. Everybody now.
Jesus
oh,
is mine.
Jesus.
Yeah. Break everything down.
Everything down.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus.
That is the wilderness.
That is the wilderness.
Oh,
and has no rest in place.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Set all my soul away. Jesus, He is mine. Where would I ever stay? Jesus, He is mine. Everything is okay.
Yes, sir.
But what for one pretend? Pass from my heart away. Jesus. Farewell, mortality.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is
mine. Welcome, eternity.
Yes,
Jesus is mine. Welcome,
hallelujah.
Welcome,
love and bless. Welcome, sweet things of rest. Welcome,
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine. I said, Jesus is my home. In number 226, my faith has found a resting place. I need no other argument. It's enough that Jesus died for me. Hallelujah. 226. Are you ready to worship Him this morning? I've given you the opportunity to worship Him. Express your faith. Express your heart. Everybody now.
My faith has found a resting place. Not in demands, nor greed. I trust the head. Jesus, and I need
God
for me.
My hope is built on nothing.
And Jesus' love and righteousness.
As our confession this morning.
And I trust the sweetest thing. But only live on the
throne
of Christ that is all. Unfading grace in every high and stormy gale. My anchor within the
hope
of Christ
and love is all I can. All of that ground, seeking sound, seeking sound.
His blood is God, then His blood, so bodily in the heavenly blood.
Oh, yes.
When all around my soul gives way, He that is all my hope.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Who is like us?
unto thee.
Oh, who is like unto thee?
There's no like him, no like him.
Bread is our God.
this Sunday morning worship.
Hallelujah. Let's go to the next. Hey! Use those and worship him. Worship with his hands. Yes, 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 yes. Come on. Yes.
You see, I'm a male. Oh, my male.
worship
Jehovah,
the living God.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. same yesterday, today, and forever. With the call of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to Jesus, he
has been delayed. That prophecy they gave you, You have been in expectation. That dream you got. You've been in expectation. That promise, that expectation you have has been delaying. That contract that has been delaying. That connection that you have been waiting for response. Somebody here, the walls of Jericho disappeared by a shout. Somebody here, for every hindrance to your breakthrough, you want to break through? You want to break through? When you will shout to the four corners of the earth. You will turn back and shout, turn right and shout, turn left and shout, turn front and shout, look up and shout, look down and shout. Wherever it is, for your breakthrough, with a shout unto the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah.
Shout that sickness away.
Hey.
Shout that curse away.
It's the sound of victory. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Oh.
Hey.
Let it sound for preachers to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hey. He's the sound of victory. Hey. Hallelujah. Oh. Let it sound for preachers to be.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Woo!
Woo! Woo! We worship you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.